This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The old love letters, holding on to the old emotions, the longing, the wanting, the needing, the missing. It is still there for Carla. Along with Jennifer Aniston this morning on Power 93.5. If you're just tuning in.
I feel like you shouldn't do the intros to stuff because... You exaggerate. Well, here's what happened. Jennifer Aniston, a source said, told US Magazine that her man, Justin, found love notes that Brad Pitt gave Jennifer Aniston, like back in the day when they were together. There were post-its, he had written on them, but still. So we're asking, we got to talking, have you ever found love notes that your significant other has ever saved from an old flame, or... have you saved anything from the past, like love notes or just any kind of maybe jewelry? And I'm just like, I have a little shoebox. I feel like it's not a big deal. I got a bracelet and some love notes from back in the day. I got
pictures. I'm okay with the bracelets and the jewelry, all that stuff. That's fine. But the love letters?
They're handwritten.
Oh, they're handwritten. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Like four or five pages on some of them.
Like
folded.
You're going to use it for an example to teach your kid how to handwrite? Come on.
I just feel like they're special. Like they're in pencil and some of it's smeared.
Are you guys listening to her voice? Her voice actually went up an octave. She's like, they're special.
Oh, why do you do that?
Because you know what? Because I'm telling it like it is. And you know it. That's why you're sitting over there laughing.
Now you flip things and blow up something that's at zero and just make it into 100. It's just from the past. I feel like there was life before the person you're with. So if at the time, if you got something special, you know, you can hold on to that. It's not like I'm like, oh, I want to save this because one day I'm going to get back with this person.
Are you explaining yourself now? 869-1093. What do you guys think? Should you hold on to the old stuff, the old love letters, all of that stuff? What is really going on?
Okay, first of all, I got to say that I do love you guys' morning show, but you've gone a little crazy with this one. I have saved maybe like outfits or like shoes or something that I've gotten out of a relationship, but I definitely don't have a shrine to my past.
A shrine? What? Wait, you guys, okay.
What?
No, it's just a box of past like some love letters and like a bracelet.
Love letters.
Hey, man, we might need to call hoarders.
It's a shoebox. It's not big. It's a small Nike shoebox.
But it doesn't have the Nikes in it.
It's got the love in it, girl. The love is in the box.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Hitman. I'm with you on this one this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have your back tomorrow.
Okay. It's okay.
Thank you for calling, girl.
Have a good one.
She said a shrine.
Yeah, a shrine. You probably got a little incense candles or whatever you're burning, a little smoke around that little box with them love letters in it. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I have this boyfriend that I dated for like 3 years, and he gave me like jewelry, like nice jewelry, and I still have it. I don't ever wear it, but I still have it.
Yeah, you still hold on to it.
And then, like, I have this shirt from another boyfriend that was one of my favorite shirts to wear because it looked good on me that I just never told him I still had.
But question, if I can jump in right quick. On that shirt, have you ever washed it, or do you pick it up from time to time and go...
No, why would I do that?
Because he exaggerates.
That's just weird. No.
Thank you.
It's a comfy shirt, and it was his favorite shirt, so it's almost kind of like a, I don't know if it's more like a spite thing, like a ha.
See? It's not a big deal.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it, okay? Oh, my God. 3 years smelling shirts of old relationships?
She didn't say that.
She didn't. I thought she did. Oh. 869-1093. Call now. What do you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.